Yeah, you know, this was a big win because of everything that was on the line, playoffs, and you know, we knew we had to win this game to have a shot to keep ourselves in the playoff hunt. And you know, playing against the crosstown rival, you know, a lot on the line, and you know, guys stepped up and made some big plays. It wasn't the prettiest game offensively that we've ever played, but you know, we didn't make many mistakes. We didn't you know, force things and put ourselves in harm's way, and you know, a couple big plays and key plays by the team to get the win.
Eli, what was the thinking after the fumble through the pass intercepted? What were you guys looking at doing that series?
Well, we were still going to try to be somewhat aggressive. We wanted to run the ball. They you know, came out in a front where you know, we couldn't run the ball, so we went with the pass. You know, I think we're throwing a pretty safe pass with a slant route. And obviously, you know, Revis did it, you know, I think a good job kind of getting in there and hooking Akeem, and you know, ball gets tipped up and intercepted. So it's one of those, you know, you throw it low and you know, down low and in front, and you think it's a pretty safe pass. Anything that's going to fall incomplete, you don't expect it to get intercepted. So, you know, unfortunate right there. And, you know, but, you know, defense responding well, and guys, you know, made some big plays late in the game to get the win.
Can you describe the touchdown pass to Cruz, both the play and also what you're thinking as you're watching him run down the sideline?
Yeah, just, you know, just a great effort by him. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, call Sonny to have a shot to get the first down, but, you know, get the ball out of my hands pretty quickly when you're backed up in your own end zone. So, you know, threw it to him, it was going to be close whether to get the first down or not. I was just kind of hoping that maybe he could, you know, fall forward, get the first down in that situation. But, you know, he made two guys miss and then saw a little speed. I thought the safety had an angle on him to get him near the sideline, but he ran right by everybody. And a huge play in the game right there. We're down at that point. We're backed up. If we have to punt there, the Jets are going to get great field position and, you know, a chance to take a, you know, score before halftime, take a pretty big lead. And obviously that flip-flopped everything. We take the lead. They missed a field goal. We go into halftime with a three-point lead in that situation. So a great effort by him and a huge play.
How about the other big plays that Victor had?
You know, he had a couple. I'm trying to think. I think he just had three catches. But, you know, the one that set up our first scoring, you know, our field goal, we got down. You know, he caught it over the middle. It looks like he made some guys miss and got down the 1 yard line. Unfortunately, we couldn't punch it in from there. And then later in the game, he had one down the sideline for about 30 yards or so. And then the next play, Brandon had a big run, and Ahmad, you know, punches it in from there on a great run. So again, you know, some of our drives weren't you know, long plays and 10 plays of great execution. It was more hit a couple big plays in the game and play smart. Besides that, don't force things. Don't. You know, we're kind of hoping our defense would play great, and they were. We knew that, so just kind of reinforces that you got to play smart versus this defense. They do a great job. I think why they've won so many games, and you know, their defense gets turnovers, and we try to play smart. Don't turn the ball over, and you know, hopefully our defense can play outstanding, which they did.
Early on, how did you keep your offense in the game with the defense giving you so many stops on the other side of the ball?
Explain the question. Yeah, you know, we knew we had to get things going. They're a good defense. They show a lot of different looks, different personnel, and you know, they can cause some some problems. But you know, we knew we would have some opportunities to hit some big plays. That was going to be the kind of the mindset. We knew they would make some plays. They would get, you know, they bring some good pressure. They, you know, they disguise things. We knew they, you know, they would have opportunity to make some good plays. But don't give them the interception. Don't give them the sack fumble. Don't give them those things. And play not conservative, but play smart. And then when we had opportunities to hit some big ones, you know, we were going to need to do that, and guys did that. You know, this when it comes to you know, football games, I try to you know, keep my talking on the field. Try to go out there and perform well, play hard, do whatever you can to get a win. Everything else besides that, you know, it's a little for show, and I try not to get involved in that.
Last summer when you got hit. Had you heard about that, and what do you think?
Yeah, my wife told me about it yesterday. So, you know, I didn't think anything of it. Didn't worry about it.
Eli, was disrespected by that?
No, I didn't feel disrespected. I think, I like the way the Giants organization runs things and the way we run our team and the way Coach Coughlin keeps his players focused. I was proud of the way our guys didn't buy into all the hoopla and respond with talking back. We brought the game to the field, played the game well, and came out with a win.
Eli, is this kind of what you play for, to have it on the line for the game?
Yeah, these are big games, and this is a huge one, and a lot on the line, and it was a fun one to get this win. A lot of smiling faces in the locker room, but obviously we got one next week that's even bigger. So we'll be ready for that and come out and play our best game. Thank you.